This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. ASAP Rocky has remained in Swedish detention since his arrest on July 3rd. With reports circulating of his mistreatment behind bars and no clear path to his release anytime in sight, the U.S. State Department has issued a warning urging the Swedish government to make sure Rocky is treated properly in prison. Does that mean extra meatballs? Loves me some Swedish meatballs. Harry Styles, the singer-turned-actor, is in negotiations to play the role of Prince Eric in the live-action remake of The Little Mermaid. The part of Ariel will be played by R&B singer Halle Bailey. Melissa McCarthy and Awkwafina are also in talks to be part of the production. Does this mean we'll see the other former members of One Direction in the movies too? How thrilling. Beyoncé's Netflix live concert film Homecoming received 6 Emmy noms. It's up for Outstanding Variety Special, Outstanding Music Direction, Outstanding Directing, Outstanding Writing, Outstanding Production Design, and Outstanding Costumes. The Emmy Awards will be held in LA on September 22nd, which we hope will be outstanding. Yep, you heard me. Former funny man Tracy Morgan drove his newly fixed $2 million Bugatti, and this time he didn't get into another accident like he did a few weeks back. Morgan went crazy after getting into that wreck minutes after purchasing his new car and banging on the woman's car while screaming at her to get out of the vehicle. All's okay now, but the woman is still traumatized. Like Tracy, not funny. Whoopi Goldberg is no longer allowed to drive a car. She has a driver now. Yep, Whoopi said, quote, "The reason I have a driver is because I'm not allowed to drive. My sight isn't good enough. People get nervous when I get behind the wheel, so I'm not allowed to really drive," unquote. Whoopi nearly died in February from pneumonia and sepsis. Maybe Tracy Morgan could give her a ride. Soulja Boy just got a get-out-of-jail card for good behavior, time served, and overcrowding. He'll now be getting out 146 days early after originally being sentenced to 240 days in jail. He was locked up due to a parole violation, which was failing to complete court-ordered community service and attempting to falsify evidence of doing the work. Yeah, gotta love that overcrowding. Amber Portwood could lose her Teen Mom gig over an attack if she's convicted in a recent domestic battery arrest. The reality TV star is already on thin ice for her July 5th arrest in which she wielded a machete during an argument with her boyfriend Andrew Glennon. Police said she eventually hit Andrew in the neck with a shoe while he was holding their one-year-old son James. Classy! FX has revealed the season 4 cast for Emmy-winning limited series Fargo, top-lined by Chris Rock. Yep, production begins this fall in Chicago for the premiere on FX in 2020. Joining Rock are Jack Houston from Boardwalk Empire, Jason Schwartzman of Funny People, and Pete Hoovy, who served one of the producers an omelet while working at Denny's. Alright, I made that one up. Lala Anthony is tired of looking like a fool amid all her marriage woes. She knows the challenges of marriage and is working her way through another rough patch with her husband, NBA star Carmelo Anthony. Sources say that their 12-year-old son is a part of the reason for their union lasting so long because he's their first priority. But getting some strange is Carmelo's priority. Post Malone is hitting the road for the Runaway Tour. The singer-rapper announced that Swae Lee and Tyla Yahweh will appear as openers for the tour, which starts September 14th. They'll visit cities across the U.S. and Canada before wrapping November 20th at the Forum in L.A. Malone's last single, Wow, peaked at number 2 on the U.S. charts, and his new one, Goodbyes, looks like another wow. Tamar Braxton is back to being a free agent. A judge declared the former The Real co-host legally single, despite the fact that she and her estranged husband, Vincent Herbert, have yet to finalize the split of their assets. They share a six-year-old child. A month after her divorce filing, she addressed the split, hinting that infidelity was involved. Yep, another cheater bites the dust. Meek Mill is seeking a new trial and judge after a decade-long probation. Lawyers for Meek will ask an appeals court to overturn a 2008 drug and gun conviction. The city judge who oversees the case and sent him to prison in 2017 on a parole violation has a grudge against Mill, the lawyer said, and city prosecutors agree. Nothing worse than a judge with a grudge. Pink was upset at mom shamers who commented on a pic of her kids running through the Holocaust Memorial in Berlin. The Raise Your Glass singer, 39, shared a photo on Instagram that showed her two children with husband Carrie Hart exploring the 8,600-square-foot memorial to the murdered Jews of Europe. Yep, there's nothing like playing at a war memorial. Sheesh. Tyrese's daughter is now allowed to bend it like Beckham after a judge ordered that she can. He and his ex-wife were in a fight over whether their 11-year-old daughter could enroll in her school's soccer program. Tyrese said no, saying her grades weren't good, but Norma said their girl was emotionally devastated because she couldn't play. Well, now she can be a soccer player and a dropout. The trash bin. Authorities executed a search warrant at the Hollywood Hills home of rapper YG in connection with a police pursuit and shootout that left one man dead earlier this month. Homicide detectives served the warrant at the rapper's home and arrested one man, Tyquan Williams, 29, on an unspecified weapons charge. YG was not home at the time. Lucky.
The news wrap-up.
Boeing will take a $5 billion hit in the second quarter for the grounding of its 737 MAX jet. Jet 2 sent a woman a $106,000 bill for trying to open doors in mid-flight. Netflix is now worth $16 billion less after its second quarter subscriber losses. The app that everyone's using to make them look old now warns you it's uploading your picture to Russia. Yep, you're effed.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
The Lion King is still the most popular film for the second week.
The number one album.
Ed Sheeran's number six collaborations continues to be the number one album.
The number one app.
It's Minecraft.
The number one book.
Educated by Tara Westover continues its reign on top of the book charts.
Ed Sheeran just made Forbes' richest entertainers list, coming in at number 5 with $110 million earned in the past year. Ed's released his new album, Number 6 Collaborations Project, and it's loaded with a ton of collaborations with today's hottest artists like Cardi B, Justin Bieber, Bruno Mars, and Camila Cabello. Now that's gonna guarantee that Ed goes even higher on next year's list. Not that he cares. He's just a regular guy with jeans, tennis, a guitar, and millions and millions and millions of dollars. Lucky talented bastard. Here's Ed Sheeran with another lucky talented bastard, Khalid, with the song of the week, Beautiful People.
On a Saturday night in the summer, sundown and they all come out. Lamborghinis and they're in it, hummus. The party's on, so they're heading downtown. Everybody's looking for a come up.
Ed Sheeran featuring Khalid with the song of the week, Beautiful People. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.